Dictation for Heidi, Heidi McGillis, NCGILLIS, April 26, 53, addresses a letter to Richel, Richele Macht, MACHTNP, 463-1534. Dear Richel, a follow-up for Heidi with diabetic nephropathy, renal failure, hypertension, last visit November 2022. Was helping family for the last 8 months at Oregon. Presently, no major symptoms, stable appetite, weight, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, infection, cloudiness of blood, follows cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A. He has done carotid Dopplers, which apparently has been negative in the past. There is isolated minor chest discomfort, not always triggered by physical activity. No associated symptoms. Denies dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen orthopnea PND, no claudication symptoms. She has recovered from hip replacement, has not required anti-inflammatory agents. Other review system is negative. Medication list review for diabetes on metformin, Trulicity, cholesterol Crestor, blood pressure Coric, nitrates. Prior attempts to use losartan, complicated with high potassium, discontinue. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight 185. Last visit 177. Blood pressure 140s over 80s. Bilateral carotid bruise, worse on the right comparing to the left. Alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, normal oxygenation, room air at 98. No Ralwisch's consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no ascites distinction, don't see major edema. Most recent chemistries from July, creatinine 1.35, which is baseline for a GFR of 42, stage 3B. Potassium was high, 5.8, a normal sodium acid base. TSH suppressed, but 3T4 normal at 1.2. Low level of albumin in the urine at 94 milligrams per gram. Well-controlled cholesterol, triglyceride, LDL, HDL. I do not have an A1C. An isolated, I believe, fasting glucose 119. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B. If it's progressing, it's very slowly over time. And the underlying diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, not symptomatic. Blood pressure fair control in the office, needs to be checked at home before we keep adjusting medications. Did not tolerate ARB because of high potassium. We could increase dose of Coric, which is low. We could add a low dose of diuretic ACTC or chlorthalidone. previously there has been anemia, and I will not oppose to use iron supplementation. She denies external bleeding. Prior iron studies, this is from June, saturation normal at 30%, but ferritin in the low side at 57. Did not reach, however, less than 30, which is highly predictive for iron deficiency. As indicated on my prior conversation with patient back a year ago, I have no objections for her to try Jardiance or Invokana, Invokanna, for diabetes control, kidney protection, heart protection. I probably will not use Kerendia, Kerendia, as she already has problems with potassium on prior attempts with losartan. Continue to follow over time. All questions discussed, end of dictation.